Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
This Snip Impressions column is brought to you by our Maintenance Month Platinum sponsor, RMR Mechanical.
Hello?
Hey, Pete. This is Jane at Rocky Creek.
Hi, Jane. What's up?
Actually, Pete, I was kind of surprised to find you in your office. I thought your big boiler shutdown was going on.
We got done early. What can I do for you?
That's what I was calling about. Our recovery boiler outage is coming up next quarter, and I was wondering if you had any current experience with outage contractors.
Well, as I said, we got done early, a day early, and under budget. Most importantly, we had a zero safety incident rate.
Wow! Who did you use?
RMR Mechanical. They even had time to teach our own maintenance people a thing or two.
That's good to know, Pete. Got their number?
RMR Mechanical. Call us at 770-205-9646 or meet us at rmrmechanical.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 9th of March, 2015. The title, Do We Require Managers or Technicians? Part 2. 2 weeks ago, we talked about the attributes of the person who fills the top job in a large pulp and paper company. This week, we are going to tumble a few rungs down the ladder to the role of the production manager. Common wisdom suggests this person should have a degree in pulp and paper science, or if not, perhaps an engineering degree, most likely in chemical engineering. No matter which, they certainly have to be able to understand the science behind their operations. Or do they? An old friend and I lament that we probably could operate today's paper machines, but today's paper machine operators could not operate a machine configured as they were 40 years ago. It is good news that they don't have to do so, but instructive as to why we believe this. It is simple. Machines 40 years ago were not computer controlled. You had to know the machine, know where the valves, switches, and levers were in order to make it work. Today's paper machines are more similar to operating a video game. It appears to us that today's paper makers are far removed from having a feel for the process. Several people who worked for me in earlier times as process engineers or in similar roles have risen to the level of production manager or higher. However, I am getting reports on some of them concerning their abilities as managers that make me sad. They focus on being a technician and never learned to be a manager. They operated in an autocratic, close-to-the-chest sort of manner. They have not learned the multiplicative power of developing and managing their people. They are getting the job done, but barely. Their employers are not getting nearly all the potential possible in the assets deployed.
Today's Nip Impressions column is also brought to you by our Maintenance Month Silver sponsors, which include Conmark Systems Incorporated. Conmark provides continuous improvement solutions for your mill operations. Visit them at www.conmark.com. And Fulton Systems. Their designs are built on proven methods and technology. You can find them online at www.fultonsystems.com.
So what do we need, managers or technicians? The answer is we need both. As a senior manager, you cannot assume your sharpest technical wizard knows anything about management. In fact, it is likely that if they have never been in a management position, they know nothing or at least very little about management. And I have more news for you. Holding an MBA does not mean a person has learned how to be a manager. It depends on their concentration. Most MBA candidates concentrate in financial analysis. They can put together a mean spreadsheet on businesses about which they know nothing, but they can't manage people. The best technicians have degrees from one of our fine pulp and paper schools. The best managers are trained by the military. The overall most effective managers have at least some military training as a leader. In fact, the best managers I have known in this business came from a military background and, surprise, never bothered to even join any sort of technical organization in this industry. They received their technical training from courses developed by their employers or sponsored by suppliers. I would put the people I am thinking about up against any manager of any machine or production department in our industry. I hope that the last paragraph did not leave you thinking I am anti-technical education. Certainly not. In fact, I have strongly supported more technical education in our industry. My point is this. Being technically trained does not automatically mean one is a manager. Companies that don't know this and don't pay attention to it are not operating at their peak performance. It is simple as this. By the way, if you are a mid to senior level manager, how do you know if your direct reports are good managers? You certainly don't find this out by asking them. You have to spend time, lots of time, roaming your area of responsibility and talking to the people. In fact, that is how they did it in the old days. Mid-level managers spent lots of time looking down into their organizations, not up currying the favor of their current boss. I think we should return to this method of managing companies if we want to really build great companies. What do you think? Am I on the right track or not? You can give us your opinion in our quiz this week. For safety this week, if most companies ran their entire company with the care they show their safety initiatives, we'd have many better managed companies. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.